right, 8:07 FM Talk 106.5. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear you need to head to the outdoors, also the gear you need just to enjoy, you know, going to the beach here along the Gulf Coast. Check them out, see the crew, go say hello to Chip and Dubby and the whole gang. McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And it is time to check in. One day late, but time to check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team. Good morning, and I'm glad that the phone's working better this morning.
Yeah, I didn't put enough dimes in yesterday. Sorry about that.
I thought maybe it was because the fishing has been, and the conditions have been pretty tough. You just didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I'll do anything to get out of a report when it's a bad report. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because everybody waits around for good news.
I can't drop my phone over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody's waiting for good news from you, but you said it's been a tough week.
Been a tough week. Matter of fact, you know, like you and I talked on the phone yesterday, as many years as you and I have been doing this, I've had people, you know, I don't know, a dozen or so people over the years say, man, I just wish once when I'm riding to work that you'd say that you're not catching any fish. Well, guess what, guys? You got your wish.
Man, what's going on, man? Because, I mean, if you can't find them.
You know, I'll tell you, and I say we're not catching any fish. We've already caught some fish this morning despite some awfully muddy water. But, you know, if you're from around this area, you know what this westerly component and this wind does to the water everywhere. The bay holds up for a little while, but we've just had several days in a row now, nothing but wicked, wicked southwest winds, you know, coupled with some squalls and that sort of thing. So we're you know, you're battling those conditions, and if you're a trout fisherman like I am, you know, trout really, unless you can get really shallow for them, you really it gets to be a struggle fishing deep water when it's stirred up like it is right now, you know. And then on top of that, we were a few days behind that moon, which we've talked about before, so you had, you know, that post full moon funk deal that they get into. So it was one of these kind of deals where, you know, you'd pull up and you catch one or two fish, which would tell you that the fish were there. But that was it, you know. Now, fortunately, towards the middle of the week, I did get on, you and I talked about this the other day, a really, really couple really good classic bay structure bites to where you're catching them, you know, two and three at a time until we finally got ran off by a squall. And so it feels like the fish are kind of at least getting out of that full moon funk deal. And as we're speaking, we're actually catching a few fish right now in just what I consider awful water right now. So, you know, it just feels like the fish are maybe starting to bite a little bit better. And then all we need is a little bit of a break in this weather, and I think things will be fine, you know. But it's just, again, with the conditions we've had for the last several days, it has been a challenge.
And that's a good thing for people to hear. I mean, number one, like they said, that, you know, you struggle sometimes too, but the conditions, because people may go back to a place that they caught fish before and go there and say, you know, I just caught them here 2 days ago, and now we can't catch them. Well, you're telling me that the fish probably are still there. It's just they can't see.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. As, you know, and that'll it'll happen both ways. You know, like you said, you'll go the couple of the areas we caught them Wednesday had been to earlier in the week and literally caught like two white trout on them. And this time of year, these fish, once they get on this structure, the rigs, reefs, wrecks, and rock piles, once they get on it, they're staying put. There's no reason for them to leave, you know. And, you know, so to go in there and catch a couple fish tells you that the fish are still there. It's just you're getting lucky enough to drift a bait by one that's just, he can't, you know, it's like me and you walking past a piece of candy or something, just going, it's just too easy to eat. Right. But the ones that have to work for a little bit just flat out aren't going to bite, you know. So, you know, it's going to get better. Like I said, we're, you know, from a moon standpoint, we're getting better. And again, all we need is just a break. So don't get discouraged. You know, if you've been catching fish at, like you just said, wherever you were, once it straightens out, you're gonna be able to go out there and catch them again. They didn't leave. It's like they don't know that there's clear water elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
So that's right. And that wind,
you'll be able to get out there and catch them.
That wind lays down, and do you think those conditions will improve?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt. And just don't give up on it. You know, it's gonna be fine.
All right. Tell folks, because it's gonna get better soon, how they can get a trip booked with you.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of our contact information on there. You can get us either way on the phone or via email, or, you know, Miss Kim will definitely take care of you.
All right, Captain Bobby.
She sits around, and she's. I'm hoping she's booking trips, because I come home in such a bad mood after the last few days. She's got to have some good news for me.
Well, I've known you all a long time, and Miss Kim's very tolerant to have been with you for all these years. I'm just going to put it that way.
Me too.
All right, Captain Bobby, get back to it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need to head out there when the fish are biting, or even when the fish aren't biting. Sometimes you need more gear when the fish aren't biting. So check them out today. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.